Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Thanksgiving travel during a pandemic.
Nothing too crazy, but not planning on changing up too much stuff.
Transition cooperation.
The outreach has been sincere, not been begrudging so far.
A royal family revelation.
Meghan writes about her miscarriage.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with the CBS World News Roundup. This is traditionally one of the busiest travel days of the year, and millions of Americans are ignoring the CDC's advice to stay home to stop the COVID-19 spread. This man was flying out of LAX.
We're not going to go ahead and let the virus get in the way of our holidays. We're going to go just as usual.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve is at Reagan National.
Despite the COVID warnings, Americans are on the move.
I don't mind it.
More than 4 million have already passed through airport checkpoints, and TSA is expecting today will be one of its busiest since March.
You're going to see those barriers. If you go to any airport, they're going to be very similar.
TSA Administrator David Pekoski showed us some of the latest COVID protections in place, including plexiglass, officers in PPE, and new scanners.
Do you think people should be traveling?
I think passengers need to make a judgment.
Those arriving in Los Angeles starting this morning will be required to fill out a health form asking them to quarantine for 2 weeks or risk a $500 fine. Pia Duryea is driving to see her parents in Connecticut.
It was a really difficult decision to make, and it's made me think real long and hard about it.
But Philadelphia healthcare worker Samantha Halpern decided this year would be a Zoomsgiving.
I'd rather not have them come for this Thanksgiving than risk not ever spending any future holidays with them from here on out.
As for the Thanksgiving forecast, here's CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
You're going to be waking up to probably some rainfall in Boston and New York City, so if you're planning on having an outdoor Thanksgiving, it may not be the best there, but the rest of the country is looking really good, southeast and also in the Pacific Northwest. But then we have a big storm system that's going to be moving in. We could be talking about a very big snowstorm for parts of the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, and then maybe another one by the end of next week.
North Texas has already had its heavy weather with a violent storm and tornado warnings in the Dallas area last night. This woman lives in Arlington.
I thought somebody ran into the building with a car. The storm, all the rain and stuff. The storm came down.
The storms brought down some power lines and there was damage, but no reports of any injuries. Now to the coronavirus and California. A three-week ban on in-person dining and bar service starts today in Los Angeles County. Sarah Parrish is a bartender in Long Beach.
I'm worried about paying my rent. I'm worried about paying my bills. These business owners have invested their entire life savings, everything that they have, into these businesses.
Nationally, more than 172,000 new cases were reported yesterday, with over 2,100 deaths. This has been North Dakota's deadliest month for COVID-19. CBS's David Begno is in Fargo.
If you were grading it, it would be an F, probably an F minus. It's that bad.
Joel Heitkamp hosts the number one talk radio program in North Dakota. The former Democratic state senator takes tons of calls about COVID every day in a largely Republican state.
Well, the height of hypocrisy in North Dakota right now is how we care for our elderly. If you go into Costco, you go into Walmart, they say put your blank mask on, you're going to put it on. But you know what? They're not willing to do that around grandpa and grandma after they've been out in the bar.
Just yesterday, North Dakota reported 37 new COVID-related deaths. They have the second highest mortality rate in the world, and some of their hospitals are overwhelmed. That's why the U.S. Air Force has sent 60 nurses to help staff hospitals around the state. In South Dakota, the debate over wearing a mask continues.
I think if we choose to wear it for our own protection, that's on us. But to force us to wear it, I'm against that.
Kelby Krabbenhoff, CEO of Sanford Health, the largest health system in the Dakotas, suddenly retired last night after creating a firestorm this week by saying he wasn't going to wear his mask at work because he had recovered from the coronavirus and was immune. His own health system said they had mutually agreed to part ways and that his views didn't reflect those of the company. He also downplayed the seriousness of the pandemic.
It's hard for me to say we are at a crisis. That would be misleading.
He is not a doctor, but his chief medical officer, Allison Suttle, is.
Would you classify what is happening here in the Dakotas as a crisis?
I would.
36 hours after she contradicted her CEO, he is gone.
President-elect Biden's transition team is in full swing now that the Trump administration has given the okay for that transition to start. Mr. Biden telling NBC News,
it's a slow start, but it's starting, and there's 2 months left to go, so I'm feeling good about the ability to be able to get up to speed, and I fully expect, based on what we've heard so far, we'll get full cooperation from each of the agencies in question.
An SEC proposal would allow some privately held companies to partially pay their gig or freelance workers in stock, up to 15% of total pay, or $75,000 over 3 years. The SEC says the move would allow workers to actively participate in the growth of the companies they work for. A revelation from the Duchess of Sussex, who writes that she had a miscarriage this past summer. More from London, CBS's Vicki Barker.
Writing in the New York Times, Meghan describes what she calls an almost unbearable grief, saying, I knew as I clutched my firstborn child that I was losing my second. The 39-year-old describes watching husband Harry's heartbreak as he, quote, tried to hold the shattered pieces of mine. She says she shared her experience to urge people to commit to asking others, are you okay, over this Thanksgiving holiday, winning praise from a stillbirth charity here for her honesty. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Californians have more leeway in choosing a vanity plate after a judge ruled that the state can't ban certain messages it considers to be offensive to good taste and decency. The judge says that violates freedom of speech. Five people sued the state. They include a gay man who wanted his tag to read queer. Singer Hal Ketchum has died.
I'll have the moon, shoot out the light, it's a small town Saturday night.
His biggest hit, it came from his first album back in 1991. When illness left him paralyzed in 1998, Ketchum learned to walk and play guitar again. He recorded until 2014. He performed live until dementia forced him off the road 2 years ago. Hal Ketchum was 67. And you may have seen the picture of the tiny owl discovered and rescued from New York's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. He had been at a wildlife center in upstate New York since then. Now he's a free bird, caregivers releasing him into the wild last night at dusk. The show many love to hate is back, and apparently it's not bad.
A new version of the best worst TV show ever is streaming to rave reviews. The latest Saved by the Bell reboot on Peacock features most of the original cast, but now they're all grown up.
Yo, Mama. Sorry, Dr. Mama.
Jesse is a school counselor, A.C. Slater, the gym teacher. Kelly Kapowski is married to Zach, who's moved to Sacramento.
In attendance will be the governor of California.
There are new students, including Lexi, who's trans, plus Daisy and Aisha.
Time out. What is up with these kids?
The Washington Post review on the remix.
This place is magic.
It's really good. Deborah Rodriguez. CBS News.
The singer, The Weeknd, is angry about being shut out of the Grammys for his album After Hours. He says the voting process for the nominations was corrupt. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.